This is Christina Nielsen. I'm an assistant professor of Italian and Baroque art history at Oberlin College. This double portrait shows a brother and sister from the Attavanti family of Florence. It was painted by the Renaissance woman artist Sofonisba Anguissola and probably dates from the 1580s. The psychological quality and the focus on gender in this painting are unusual for its time period. Sofonisba Anguissola was in an unusual position to comment on gender and sibling relations during the Renaissance. Her father, Amilcare Anguissola, was an enlightened individual who provided all of his 7 children, including his 6 daughters, with an excellent education. This was not the norm in Renaissance Italy. Sofonisba was the eldest of 7 children, and all of the Anguissola children were educated in Latin and Greek, sciences and music. Part of Sofonisba's education was painting. It was rare for a woman to be a painter during the Renaissance, and rarer still if her father was not a painter, and Sofonisba's father was not. Anguissola was limited in the training she received as a painter because of her gender. She was not instructed in anatomical study or drawing from life, which meant that she could not paint multi-figure compositions, and therefore she was prevented from making large-scale religious or history paintings. Instead, Anguissola specialized in what was acceptable in society for a woman painter to do, portraiture. And turning to the models accessible to her, at first herself and members of her family, she excelled at a new type of portraiture that depicted sitters in informal domestic settings. Sofonisba Anguissola was an international celebrity as a painter during her lifetime. Apparently, Michelangelo requested from Anguissola a drawing of a boy crying, which he hoped would demonstrate her skills in displaying emotion. He was impressed with the result. The great art historian Giorgio Vasari praised Anguissola. The qualities praised so highly by Vasari in his Lives of Figures Who Appear to Be Living and Lacking Only Speech is evident, too, in the portrait in Oberlin. The double portrait in Oberlin was painted in the middle of Anguissola's career. The Oberlin portrait dates from the 1580s, when Anguissola was residing in Genoa. Here, Anguissola has constructed a complex psychological relationship between her 2 young subjects. The relationship between the brother and sister in this painting is intriguing. They are close in age, the girl is slightly larger than her brother, suggesting she is older, and the artist has included visual clues to allude to the siblings' close emotional relationship. The figures turn towards each other, their heads so close that they almost touch, and there is a protectiveness on the part of the girl towards her brother, demonstrated by her hand on his shoulder, suggesting encouragement. Although it is the boy who looks out into the viewer's space, his expression is one of preoccupation, as if he is thinking about something else, probably something he has just read in the book he is holding. His sister's expression, by contrast, is much more direct, but she looks at her brother, not the beholder. The sensitivity to gender difference displayed in the Oberlin painting, in which the sister stands behind her brother as if to guide him while he holds a book, a symbol of intellectual activity, and frowns to demonstrate his acumen, is consistent with Anguissola's other paintings, which similarly display an interest in gendered relations.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series at our website.